Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I wasn't a lazy kid at all. I studied hard and got good marks in my exams. I never missed football practice and I participated in extracurricular activities. But now that I'm at university, there's one thing I realise I never learnt how to do. Wash my clothes. Now that Mum's not here to do it, I've had to sort of work it out on my own. Needless to say, a few of my white T-shirts now look pink.
Speaker B.
At university, no one's around to tell you that you need to stay at home and study. That's something you have to learn to do yourself. There's lots of temptation to go out and say to yourself, I'll study later. But take it from me, that's a bad mistake to make. You've got to stay on top of your priorities. It's just as important to put your free time into a specific schedule as it is your study time.
Speaker C.
I never seem to have enough money as a university student. My parents send me a few pounds here and there, but I've largely been left to fend for myself. Luckily, I've been able to manage my studying and take on a few hours at a local cafe. It's a good way to make some extra cash, and it keeps me from going out too much, which is how I would spend most of my money anyway.
Speaker D.
As a high school student, life was fairly simple. I can say that now, looking back on it. You went to school at 9 a.m, left at around 4 p.m, and that was the end of it. Now, at the beginning of every term at university, I have to sort through a list of classes that occur at all different times of the day. On the one hand, it's very flexible, but it makes sticking to a routine a bit more difficult.
Speaker E.
Money can be a real problem for university students. That's certainly no big secret. You've got to pay for expensive books for every subject. And what about your meals? Mum and Dad aren't there to pick up the tab. And if you have your own flat, there will be rent and all sorts of bills. I live in a hall of residence, so having my own place is another year away from me yet. I better start saving up.
Speaker F.
I'm lucky that I have all of my lectures in the afternoon. It means I've got the mornings to do my studying and my chores. But sometimes it's a bit difficult to get from one class to another. My last two Friday lectures are at opposite ends of the university. I've only got 10 minutes to get from one to the other, so you'll see me running down the street on occasion. I'm often late, but I can't help it.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
I wasn't a lazy kid at all. I studied hard and got good marks in my exams. I never missed football practice and I participated in extracurricular activities. But now that I'm at university, there's one thing I realise I never learnt how to do. Wash my clothes. Now that Mum's not here to do it, I've had to sort of work it out on my own. Needless to say, a few of my white T-shirts now look pink.
Speaker B.
At university, no one's around to tell you that you need to stay at home and study. That's something you have to learn to do yourself. There's lots of temptation to go out and say to yourself, I'll study later. But take it from me, that's a bad mistake to make. You've got to stay on top of your priorities. It's just as important to put your free time into a specific schedule as it is your study time.
Speaker C.
I never seem to have enough money as a university student. My parents send me a few pounds here and there, but I've largely been left to fend for myself. Luckily, I've been able to manage my studying and take on a few hours at a local cafe. It's a good way to make some extra cash and it keeps me from going out too much, which is how I would spend most of my money anyway.
Speaker D.
As a high school student, life was fairly simple. I can say that now, looking back on it. You went to school at 9 a.m, left at around 4 p.m, and that was the end of it. Now, at the beginning of every term at university, I have to sort through a list of classes that occur at all different times of the day. On the one hand, it's very flexible, but it makes sticking to a routine a bit more difficult. Speaker E.
Money can be a real problem for university students. That's certainly no big secret. You've got to pay for expensive books for every subject. And what about your meals? Mum and Dad aren't there to pick up the tab. And if you have your own flat, there will be rent and all sorts of bills. I live in a hall of residence, so having my own place is another year away from me yet. I better start saving up.
Speaker F.
I'm lucky that I have all of my lectures in the afternoon. It means I've got the mornings to do my studying and my chores. But sometimes it's a bit difficult to get from one class to another. My last two Friday lectures are at opposite ends of the university. I've only got 10 minutes to get from one to the other, so you'll see me running down the street on occasion. I'm often late, but I can't help it.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.